The apostolic visit of Pope Francis to Egypt is just around the corner, April 28th to 29th. The Pope is flying on Friday to Cairo, where over 2 days he will meet the Egyptian president, the Grand Imam of the Al-Azhar, the Coptic Orthodox Pope, and the country's tiny Catholic community and clergy. And he will also address an international peace conference in an effort to promote interreligious dialogue and harmony in the predominantly Muslim nation. His visit is also meant to be a special gesture of closeness with Egypt's beleaguered Christian community that has been the target of terrorist attacks. Indian Jesuit priest Father Bimal Kumar Kerketa, who has been working in Egypt for some 14 years, takes a look at the Pope's 18th foreign visit from his own perspective. A member of the Indian Jesuit province of Ranchi, Father Kerketa volunteered to work for the Near East Jesuit province and arrived in Egypt in 2002. After learning Arabic the hard way, he served as principal of an Arabic medium school in Upper Egypt, and for the past 2 years he's involved with a French medium school in Cairo. Speaking to Vatican Radio from the Egyptian capital, Father Kerketa commented on the significance of the Pope's visit.
It will be a historical event, because given the situation of Egypt, it makes a lot of difference. It's an Islamic country in Africa, which has a history, a biblical nation, a country of Sunni Islam, which we call the Vatican of Sunni Islam. When I see through an Asian perspective, and when the land here itself is struggling through various things, very especially when we talk of peace in the Middle East, be it Syria, Iraq, or Sudan, or Libya, there are unrest. But when we talk in the Asian perspective, it gives a special message also, where we are of different religions, be it India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, other Asian countries, where Hindus, Muslims, Christians, Buddhists live together, and at the same time where unrest, misunderstanding is creeping here and there. In such a situation, peace is a must. There is no solution of violence. Violence begets violence. Hatred begets hatred. And here, when we talk of Pope's visit, he is coming as a messenger of peace, openly having a dialogue about this matter. And so I think this is going to give a strong message to other countries as well. In Egypt's context, there are very few Catholics. Majority of them are Coptic Orthodox. So Latin Rite is celebrated only in Cairo and Alexandria, in very few churches. Otherwise, the rest are followed by Coptic Catholic rites. So it will be an occasion for the Christians to know what does Pope Francis mean when we talk of Catholic Church, because here majority of them are Orthodox. So it will be again a coming together of various churches together as one family. After the terror attack on Palm Sunday on two Coptic Orthodox churches, people of Egypt are certainly looking for a solution, peace, a step which should be initiated. And with the Egyptian government, Pope Francis has in a way added to this solution, or added to this step to take it forward. Egypt has been a peaceful nation, and in this terror attack, there were security guards or policemen who were all Muslims. They were killed, and this incident has spread here and there, and which is bringing again unrest among people, and which is affecting the peaceful attitude of the people. So it will certainly make a difference. It will certainly give a message to the people, saying that peace is very much part and parcel of life. Violence has no place, and it has no solution at all.